Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump has now established a Religious Liberty Commission. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, it's a great day when we have seen our religious liberty be attacked the last, let's say, what, 4 years in the last Biden administration. Everywhere you turned, they were attacking religious liberty. Of course, we fought against that many times, but now you have President Trump, on the National Day of Prayer, he specifically signed an executive order establishing the Religious Liberty Commission to safeguard the nation's founding principle of religious freedom. In fact, he's also established a faith office within the White House, which is a new office there.
Yeah, I attended the first meeting of the faith office in the White House, and this is historic because this is not like, you know, George W. Bush, you remember he had like the faith-based initiative. This is not that at all.
Mm-mm.
This is really an office that is designed to bring faith, Christian faith, and faith into the White House and into the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, each agency has a faith director, and they work with all the agencies with regards to making sure that no anti-faith LGBTQ DEI agenda is being promoted, and that a pro-faith environment is being allowed and being promoted. So Dr. Alveda King, that we all know,
mm-hmm.
she's one of the new faith directors over a particular agency. So she reports to the faith office. I met the faith director for the Department of Education when we had this inaugural meeting of the faith office. This faith office is actually in the West Wing. It's one of 13 offices there. It's an office dedicated specifically to faith issues. And then that office will go directly to President Donald Trump with input, and then also go directly to the faith directors that are over all these different agencies. In addition to that, Donald Trump went another step, and that was on the National Day of Prayer. And he issued this executive order establishing the first ever Religious Liberty Commission. This commission is tasked with coming up with a report and to have that presented by July of 2026, because July of 2026 will be the 250th anniversary of the United States of America.
Right. The order reads, "The principle of religious liberty was enshrined in American law with the First Amendment to the Constitution in 1791. Since that time, the Constitution has protected the fundamental right to religious liberty as Americans' first freedom." And the order also states, "Therefore, the federal government will promote citizens' pride in our foundational history, identify emerging threats to religious liberty, uphold federal laws that protect all citizens' full participation in a pluralistic democracy, and protect the free exercise of religion." Wow.
That's amazing. You know, religious freedom is the reason for this country's founding. If you go back to the original reason for the nation's founding, it's for religious freedom. That's why they came
right
here. They were getting persecuted.
Absolutely.
From their religious faith, and they wanted to found a new country, and they did. You go back to statements from Christopher Columbus, the Mayflower Compact,
mm-hmm.
Why they were here. They felt that this was a manifest destiny. They felt that this was a place that God was directing them to be a beachhead, a new place for religious freedom. And America has been, since its founding, a place for religious freedom. And our very first amendment to the Bill of Rights establishes and affirms that commitment to religious freedom.
Absolutely. You know, and to accomplish this, the Religious Liberty Commission will be comprised of 14 members from diverse religious and professional backgrounds, and that includes clergy, legal experts, academics, and public advocates.
Yeah, the commission is tasked to produce a comprehensive report on the foundations of religious liberty in America, and the report is to contain some of the following topics. It will include the impact of religious liberty on American society, the current threats to domestic religious liberty, strategies to preserve and enhance religious liberty protections for future generations. The report must also include details about the First Amendment rights of pastors, religious leaders, houses of worship, faith-based institutions, and religious speakers, attacks across America on houses of worship, and the banking of religious institutions. Let me stop right there, because this is several things here are very significant.
Mm-hmm.
One, about the rights of pastors and religious leaders in houses of worship. That's going to include repealing the Johnson Amendment, because there's an effort right now. Pam Bondi's in favor of it. President Donald Trump's in favor of it. We need to get the 1954 Johnson Amendment repealed from the IRS code. That's the amendment that has often been used to silence pastors who want to speak out about issues relating to political candidates.
Right.
That's going to be on the chopping block, and we need to get Congress to move forward. We have an unprecedented opportunity to repeal that 1954 law, and that is something that's going to be on the docket. But also this debanking of religious entities. What that means is these banks, some banks, we've seen this with regards to faith-based institutions. We've seen it regarding the Second Amendment organizations. We've seen it regarding pro-family, pro-religious freedom organizations.
Getting your funds cut off.
Getting your funds cut off.
Yeah.
Where your bank just literally shuts you down. And especially, you know, if your bank is processing your landing page for credit card processing on your website, and then all of a sudden it gets shut down.
You know, that's why evangelist Nick Vujicic started his own bank for that very reason.
Yeah, because the threat that we face on the electronic level to literally just shutting you down is significant. And we've seen it. Liberty Counsel has worked with a number of religious organizations whose accounts have literally just been shut down with no recourse.
Right.
No recourse whatsoever.
Especially if you're speaking out about anything, you know, and regarding President Trump or Republican or anything political.
Well, when we did the gala last year in 2024 for our 35th anniversary, we had a landing page that we had set up for people to buy tickets to go to the gala, and they could also become a sponsor of the gala as well. Some of the individuals apparently used a Discover card to make the transaction. We got a note from the Discover card people with no warning that they are not allowing any more use of Discover cards for the gala for people to use to purchase tickets or any other sponsorship for the gala because it violates, quote, their community standards. They don't say what those, quote, community standards are. The gala didn't have anything about anything. It had what we're doing. We're celebrating 35 years of our history. It didn't talk about LGBTQ issues. It was just talking about the Liberty Counsel, and we're going to celebrate 35 years. But what no doubt happened is somebody within their organization, when they got a credit card that came up from one of their clients to purchase a seat at the gala, they looked it up and they said that was going to Liberty Counsel. Well, Liberty Counsel, they probably said, oh, that's on the SPLC hate group, and they shut us down.
Unbelievable.
They shut the people down. So in other words, if you were to go to that gala then, and it's still true now, and use your Discover credit card, it's not going to work. That's the kind of debanking nonsense that we need to address. They'll also address the First Amendment rights of teachers and students, military chaplains, service members, employees, and employers as well. Conscience protections in health care, parents' authority to direct the education upbringing of their children in education, including the right to choose religious education. Permitting time for voluntary prayer and religious instruction at public schools. government displays of religious imagery. The commission will do that and much, much more. So this is an amazing turn of events, moving from an anti-faith, anti-religious freedom administration to one that's the most pro-religious freedom in the history of our modern country of America.
Absolutely. And this commission is all about protecting the rights of citizens and religious organizations. But again, as with all these executive orders,
the legislators need to get
to codify this
in gear. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.